those clever engineers.
But no.
Time for ASO Radio.
Well, everyone, I'm glad you're listening to episode 114 of ASO Radio. We've got a short show for you this week. Sorry about that, but some shows just can't be as long as others. But we're still going to take care of the usual stuff, you know, your reviews and your news. There's just not going to be as much of it as usual. However, quality episode, and we are just so looking forward to episode 115, and so I hope you enjoy 114. It's kind of like a nugget-sized episode. Not as big, but just as satisfying. Well, I know. Let's get to the news, and it's a bit good if you can pick up broadcasts from Japan. New anime announcements for Tokyo MX. This is the anime news brought to you by Anime News Network. Starting this April, the Tokyo MX Network, along with other UHF and VHF stations around Japan, will begin a new block of late-night anime called Anifury. The anime that will be aired in the block in the Sunday 11:30 p.m. time slot include Welber no Monogatari, Sisters of Welber. This was animated by Production IG and will start in April 2007. Code E, production by Studio Dean, will start in July 2007. And Moke, by Madhouse Studios, will start in October 2007. So if you can go and pick up UHF or VHF broadcasts from Japan, or possibly have some sort of special satellite service, or, I don't know, utilize special services on the internet for getting your Japanese animation fix, you can check out Sisters of Welber, Code E, and Moke on your very own. And you can, of course, send in a fan mail to ASO Radio and let us know if any of these shows are worth watching, whether fan-subbed or when they get released in America. Hope, hope, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right, well, I told you it was going to be short for the news. That's all there is for the news this week. So let's see what we're going to review. Have you ever heard of Kino's Journey? It's a little-known anime, but it is well worth watching. Much like Planetes, which I mentioned on last episode, this anime is unique in that it doesn't fall into the usual trappings that you get with animation or comics from Japan. As a matter of fact, Kino's Journey is more philosophical than anything, and it reminded me quite a lot of Osamu Tezuka. You see, in each episode, Kino is traveling from country to country. The rule that Kino goes by is that she will only stay in a country for 3 days at most before she moves on to the next, because she is a traveler, a wanderer, a journeyer, and she feels that she cannot stay in any place for too long or she will become tied down to that place. And this is the essential setup. She goes around with her motorcycle named Hermes, who is sentient, talks back and forth with her, and they travel from place to place. Kino is a gunslinger. She has quite a few knives, daggers, and guns that she carries in order to protect herself on her journey. And that is the whole setup for the series. Each episode, she ends up in one or more countries, each with its own take on the way to live life and get things done. And each one is done in such a way that it raises an interesting philosophical question, such as, if you could know the thoughts of everyone else, would you want to know them? Or, Is prophecy really true, or is it a misunderstanding? And several other things like this, like, is a human life worth more than another's life? And if so, at what point is another's life worth less than a human's life? And it is just a really great series. There were only 4 episodes on the first disc, pretty standard, but it felt like those episodes just flew by incredibly fast, like grains of sand out of an hourglass. And so I was just so taken by this Kino's Journey because it doesn't fall to the usual staples of anime. There's no hot springs. There's no situational misunderstandings. There's no veins popping out on people and sudden screaming with fists pumping up in the air. It is very well done, very believable, and like I said, reminds me of Osamu Tezuka, the godfather, if you will, of anime, in the fact that it has robots in this show, which are human-like in their nature, designed by humans to serve them. The whole premise of the show being very philosophical, it just really reminded me of him, and I think if Osamu Tezuka was alive today, Mr. Tezuka would greatly enjoy Kino's Journey, as did I. I'm going to give this a highly recommended. If it wasn't for the fact that I usually would skip through the opening and closing because the show was just that good, I'd probably give it a top recommendation just because the opening and closing are quite skippable in comparison to the rest of the show. A little bit better music for those might be top recommendation, but highly recommended. Kino's Journey episodes 1 through 4. Well, I thought I would use this fan mail section to go and let you all know that I really appreciate it whenever you send fan mail into the show. Let us know how we're doing, what's good, what's bad, whatever's on your mind, upcoming anime you're looking forward to, a review you didn't agree with. Just go ahead to the ASO Radio website, click on the fan mail link, and jot us out a fan mail. Let us know how we're doing and what we could do better, and we will read your fan mail on the air. Now, since we have no real fan mail to speak of this episode, I would like to go and just say, first of all, thank you to everybody who's subscribing to our podcast link. You can do so by clicking on the iTunes button on the ASO Radio website. Take you right to iTunes. You can subscribe to our podcast and get the latest episode as soon as it's available. And, of course, a big thank you to everybody that goes out and visits the website. I know a lot of you like the podcast, but it doesn't hurt to stop by the ASO Radio website every now and again. We've got polls, we've got all our past convention coverage, fantastic cosplay pictures, and a ton of stuff that you can't get elsewise. And, of course, a big thank you to everybody who's been digging us at dig.com. The more digs we get, the more people that see our show and the more listeners we can get in. And hopefully they will dig our show as well, and it'll just keep perpetuating till we get a bunch of listeners and build a really stronger community. So if you haven't dug ASO Radio yet, go to dig.com or the ASO Radio homepage at nz17.com/ASO Radio and click on the dig button to add us to your favorite dig links. We appreciate it. Well, I think it's time we go to the hotspot because we've got some video game and manga reviews for you. First, I have to go and give out a big fat neutral to Comic Party Manga Volume 2. Yes, the Comic Party manga, which started off so promising about a striving young artist's difficulty in overcoming his own lack in his beliefs, in his own talent, overcoming the skills necessary to crank out enough pages for a doujin, a fan manga, and getting that to the Comic Party convention every few months was really inspiring. He had to overcome great odds in order to get his pages done and maintain his schoolwork and his relationships with his friends, and ultimately have the satisfaction of selling his manga to new fans and fans which would return because of his great earlier works. However, none of that entrepreneurial spirit really shines through in Volume 2 of Comic Party. In this volume, it's more so about the new girl that he meets at the convention, who is a strong believer in truth and justice, and that she must fight to go and preserve these things. Yes, I'm having a couple of flashbacks to the Slayers anime myself. Unfortunately, this new girl gets the huge spotlight in this whole episode, along with some crazy guy who's threatening to go and bomb the Comic Party convention. And so instead of focusing on our young author going and overcoming his own shortcomings and maintaining his relationships on the effort to create the ultimate comic publisher in the name of Brother 2 Publications, no, instead, they're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to go and find the bomb, find clues, and undo this big mystery, all with our new champion of justice. And so, really, what they built up in Volume 1 of Comic Party has just completely fallen apart in Volume 2. I don't know if it's going to get better, but this isn't a very good sign, so I'm going to have to go and give neutral to Comic Party Volume 2. Now, here's something that's a little bit different. Last time on ASO Radio that we reviewed in import, it was Awendan, a music rhythm game for the Nintendo DS, and this time we're going to be reviewing Rhythm Tengoku, or in other words, Rhythm Master, for the Game Boy Advance. Now, this import title is quite delightful, and I recommend people to pick it up if they see it in their local import shop or find it for a good price online. Rhythm Tengoku is actually from the same group that made the WarioWare games. So if you are aware of WarioWare and enjoyed those games, you can't do wrong by picking this up. Essentially, it's the same thing as the Wario games, but whereas the Wario games were a series of short mini-games which ultimately led up to a boss if you were able to last long enough in a certain set of mini-games, Rhythm Tengoku instead has each mini-game, instead of a micro-mini-game like in WarioWare, these mini-games actually last for quite a few seconds, 30 seconds to 90 seconds on average if I had to guess at it. Well, let's go ahead and play a little bit of the music from one of the stages of Rhythm Tengoku to give you an idea of what this game is like. Now, that stage that I was playing there was actually one of the boss stages, if you will. Like I mentioned earlier, each of the mini-games lasts 30 to 90 seconds, in which you have to press usually the A button to the beat of the rhythm, whether it's actual music or ticking or whatever you would have in a certain stage. Some stages you're helping samurai chop down evil spirits. Other stages you're shooting arrows at ghosts. Some stages you're helping a group of young Japanese girls sing to a summer festival song. Another one, you're helping mice avoid a cat so that they can go and get the cheese from the kitchen table. Lots of variety to this and the wackiness you would expect with WarioWare. Well, once you complete, I believe it is, 5 of the mini-games, you will then go, if you will, to the boss mini-game, which has a song, usually not found in the other stages, which will remix together all of the mini-games in that set in order to create somewhat like a music video, which you have to play through using all the various styles that were utilized in the mini-games. And it is actually quite a lot of fun. Now, there's a lot of text in Rhythm Tengoku, but you don't really have to know Japanese to play the game. Of course, it would help if you did, because a lot of the instructions are not initially able to be guessed. Thankfully, you can press select on the game system in order to skip the introduction Rhythm tests or to go and get through some dialogue and get right to the gameplay. Of course, this probably shouldn't be done the first time you play a mini game because it's going to try to lead you to teach you how to play it. One of the problems, though, is when you initially play this game, it has a rhythm test where it tests you on your ability to go and keep a steady beat, to go and hit the beat on the fourth note, and there's one more I can't remember. And it can be quite confusing if you don't know what it's getting at, so I recommend picking up a FAQ, if nothing else, to learn the basic menu system and to get through the opening rhythm test. But once you get through there, you're to the mini games, and it's lots of fun and enjoyable. So Rhythm Tengoku, definitely check out a FAQ if you're intimidated by it, but it is a great game, and I recommend you pick it up if you like imports. So Rhythm Tengoku gets a recommended from old NZ17 of ASO Radio. Well, I find myself once again looking at the end of an episode. Oh, it's okay. We've got more on the way. 115 is going to be just as epic as the last several episodes, I can guarantee you. After all, we're going to keep reviewing anime, keep reviewing manga, video games, anime soundtracks, and of course, doing our raving rants, which we sometimes get off on, and, you know, the funnies, which we like to throw out there to throw people for a loop. And we're going to beginning a new season of ASO Radio with episode 118, and we're going to have some new intro music, new segment music, so it's going to sound a little bit different, but still same old good ASO Radio. So I hope you keep on listening and meet us at the new season. For episode 114 of ASO Radio, this is NZ17 signing out.
ASO Radio is copyright of NZ17 Productions. ASO Radio is licensed to the general public under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license. Additional licenses available. For more information, visit us online at www.nz17.com.